John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Robbie and Rex Road with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rex Road on Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
1025 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
And welcome into the Thursday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions, right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Max Herz here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well. Joe Rex Road, flustered out of the gate here today on the show. The headphones are upsetting him. What's going on with those headphones over there?
Is this Justin Bradford's fault? Is this Justin Bradford's fault?
We got some faulty headphones.
Do we need to? I was going to start yelling at Jared right away, but I can start yelling at Justin if I need to.
we'll get you figured out.
The old one-ear headphones. Those might be the good ones right there.
They probably are. Okay. We'll grab them.
All right. I can do a segment with these. So thanks for, speaking of Jared, thanks for jumping in. I didn't know you jumped in while we were having our little scream fest.
That was an impressive scream fest between you and him yesterday at 5 o'clock.
I don't want to yell. In fact, like every time it's about to start, I'm like, just chill, you know, just be calm, you know. And yet, usually I yell. I also win every time.
You won again yesterday,
but you know, which is like, I mean, I feel bad for Caroline. She has no choice, you know. But thank you for your information. You know that the Tampa Bay Bucks have thrown the ball more than anyone in the league, giving up the fewest sacks. They pass block well. That was your tweet. Like, he actually tried to say, like, whoa, who, tell me. I'm, like, driving around Christmas shopping yesterday. Tell me who pass blocks well in the NFL. Come on. Anyone exists who can pass block.
Quarterbacks just getting destroyed left and right around the league.
It's only the teams that pass 8 times a game. Though, you know, if you pass a lot, you know, you're just going to get sacked a lot. Good take, Jared.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. But behind you, those Vols last night.
That's a big win. How about John Fulkerson last night?
27-10.
Yeah. Taking down Arizona, who no longer undefeated, Arizona.
Well, Arizona's been probably the surprise team in college basketball this year, and they've been very impressive. And actually, I remain impressed with them because it was 16-2 out of the gate, and they got it all the way back to even. And that's better for Tennessee. You know, you'd love to blow someone out, but being forced to execute the way they were late, I mean, look at Fulkerson with a little sweet little fadeaway on the baseline. Kenny Chandler, I mean, come on. This guy's something else.
He's pretty good. I think he might have a future in this game.
Yeah. So, big win for the Vols. They're, you know, the SEC, I think it's going to be Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky. That's what I would guess. I don't know, Max is a basketball enthusiast, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Is that how you see it, top three?
I'll cede to you on that one, Joe.
Yeah? Okay, thank you. Sorry, Max is busy doing stuff. Sorry, man.
Joe just putting him to work while he's trying to make sure the show functions.
Yeah, come over here, Max. Let's talk hoops. I'm just trying to extend the hoops talk before we, you know, throw it in the trash.
Well, I'm going to let Max at some point discuss the season that Cleavon Brown's having this year, because we know that's important. Got to have some Cleavon Brown talking here with you two.
Joe, I booked the FIU basketball coach for an hour for today. I hope that's okay.
That's outstanding. We can get into every aspect of Cleavon's game. You know, defense, offense, you know, the advanced stats.
Hey, man, Cleavon's averaging 10 points and over 6 rebounds this year, man. Shooting over 52%
per month?
What a hater. What a hater.
Cleavon Brown?
I've always liked Cleavon Brown as a game. I always have. Not going to apologize for it.
Big game coming up on the 30th between Florida International and Old Dominion, so make sure you're watching that one.
FIU, ODU.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then apparently Vanderbilt played last night at like midnight, so I'm sure that was heavily watched here in the Nashville area.
I mean,
taking on Hawaii.
I would have, you know, I would have stayed up to watch it if not for this job.
I woke up this morning, and I got on Twitter,
And the first thing I saw was like you replying to a tweet from Braden, and it was like 3 hours ago when I woke up, and I was like, oh my God, Rexrode stayed up and watched Vanderbilt take on Hawaii in December.
No, in actuality, Rexrode had an acid reflux attack at 1 in the morning and had to take some acid reduction pills.
There you go.
But of course, got on Twitter. So
yes.
But the Vanderbilt did win.
Yes.
So does this mean they play BYU? Is that right? Max, you can just nod or whatever.
Tonight
yes.
Tonight at 9 our time.
Okay. So there you go.
That's a little better.
9 o'clock on the deuce. You know what?
That's while you're in the press box, you can just flip that iPad on over to Vanderbilt.
My
BYU.
My phone will be streaming. My phone will be streaming little Vandy BYU. I promise you, in the press box tonight at Nissan.
As you're watching a 9-6 game between the Niners and the Titans in the fourth quarter. Be a
fun
one.
Is that what we're going to get tonight? Nah,
you know, it's Thursday night. You never know, man.
Yeah.
Very rarely. Well, I guess we've had a couple this year. But it always seems to me like the Thursday night games are just like, eh, all right. Quality's not great.
But we got 54-51 Chiefs-Rams a couple years ago.
We did
so,
get that.
I mean, that lasts for a while.
I think we got did Green Bay-Arizona play Thursday this year? I think they did.
Yes, that was a very good one.
So we've had some good ones.
Yeah, every once in a while. I think we might have a good one tonight. I think we might.
Well, and it seems like maybe A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are going to be a part of it. And I got to tell you, especially from the Julio Jones point of view, did not expect that. But Julio Jones was in there, full participant yesterday. Looks like he's going to play, or at least try to play, tonight against the Niners. And I think A.J. Brown's going to be in, given the fact that his representatives tweeted, welcome back last night to A.J. Brown. So that tells me he's probably going to be in there tonight.
Yeah, the deadline is 3 today, and I figure right around 2:59 we'll get the word that A.J.'s playing. And the Julio thing is surprising to me. You know, Vrabel said after the game, after the loss at Pittsburgh Sunday, he said something that was sort of like, it was almost like what he said the day, and my gosh, there's so many of these days where Julio leaves. I think was it the Colts game? The win over the Colts, the first win. Wasn't that the game
that
where he was like talking
game.
About digging out a safety and we're like, oh, he's mad at Julio,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
He had kind of a similar comment, and it was like, wait a minute, he got ruled out like early in the game, you know, like midway through the games. So the assumption was like this was, you know, somewhat serious of a pull, but apparently not. So I don't know. I don't know how you have confidence that he comes out tonight and plays a full game and doesn't have any issues, but clearly it's like from their perspective, it's like, this receiving corps needs people who can make some plays, and if he's back to running, go run.
Well, I mean, you feel a lot better about at least the opportunity to make some plays if you got both of them in there. Like, I didn't even think having both of them in there was a possibility in this game, given Julio's hamstring. You know, I thought we'd probably see A.J. Brown based on, you know, being designated to return, like you said earlier in the week. It's not like the Thursday night game, the schedule snuck up on him. They're like, oh, wait. We designate him to return, and it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Crap.
Oh, shoot. This is a Thursday week?
Oh, my goodness.
I hate when I don't look at the calendar.
So I felt like he's probably going to play, but the fact that they might have both of them, at least, I guess, for the first play, and then we'll see what happens with Julio after that. That first play might be a doozy tonight.
That's right. Shirt. I think it's time for a double pass. I mean, you got to maximize your time with both of them on the field. It's – you got that as your good news, and then, of course, you got – well, this is an interesting – this could be a poll question.
Okay.
Would you rather have – you know, you can choose this duo to be in or out of the game, A.J. and Julio or Taylor Lewan and Roger Saffold. I think A.J. and Julio would win probably handily, but you can make a case. I mean, what are the Titans going to be doing tonight? Kendall Lamb at left tackle?
I mean, I don't know what else – what else do they have as an option?
Yeah, because Bobby Hart – where is Bobby Hart now?
Probably back with the Chiefs or the Bills or whoever.
I mean, Bobby Hart came in.
He's with the Bills.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so he came in, and he was their left tackle for, like, the win over the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know?
And played well.
And played pretty well. And he'll get a ring. He'll get a ring if they get a ring. But, yeah, Lamb. Lamb and Brewer on the left side. That Niners – front, yeah, it's there's going to have to be some serious smoke and mirrors tonight. You know, the Titans get into obvious passing situations. Get that ball out fast, Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill better be doing some stretching right now. He better get ready to run.
I mean, just receiver screen. Put AJ and Julio on the same side with Westbrook Akina. Just go trips, and you run a screen to one of the three. The other two block, and you just get the ball out of
Nick
your hands.
Westbrook Akina needs to be blocking, let me tell you. That guy can block.
Well, he can block. Yeah.
So don't be throwing the ball to him on the screen. Let him block.
Yeah, but that's a little bit of a changeup, though. You know, because AJ and Julio can block, too.
They can't. I'd rather the ball be in the hands of one of those.
We're crafting a game plan in real time here.
Yeah, hope Todd Downing's receiver
screens all night.
Todd Downing's got his John Glennon notepad out right now, just writing things down. Ooh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Robin
Retro. It's like, wow, I was going to do some long, drawn out, seven step, just deep shots all night, but good idea.
It is a good idea.
You got something on the phone?
I was trying to load the text line. It wasn't working, so I'll get to that in the next segment. I saw the news yesterday of LaJuan and Saffold, and just in this matchup specifically, I thought to myself, man, you better hope A.J. Brown can get some separation quickly, because if he can't, I mean, look, let's be honest. You're going to have to get the ball out quick with those two guys in there, just based on the way this Titans offensive line is pass blocked, which, again, we'll get into a little bit more about pass blocking later in the show. Because it is a difference. But now, with I would presume Kendall Lamb at left tackle, Aaron Brewer at left guard. Oh, boy. That's honestly a terrifying thought. It really is.
Well, and also, you know, the beyond that, too, you know, back injuries are not great.
No.
You know? So what does this mean for LaJuan? He's limping around a lot. He sticks it out and plays the whole game Sunday. But between series, you could see it. And, I mean, I thought it was probably the knee again or something. But he was walking very gingerly, limps into the presser, and then he's just not even a factor now. There's always that, well, it's that short week, and if you try to ramp him up for this one, then you could really affect him for later. And if that's the case, that's good for the Titans, but – back injuries don't tend to just snap your finger and go away. So that's something to worry about, because if they don't have him, as bad as things have been with protecting the passer this year, I think he has stabilized and gotten more like Taylor Lewan this year. So that would be a big, big loss.
Maybe
it could be a big, it could be crucial loss tonight.
Maybe we'll get a special Kendall Lamb introduction back into the game tonight at some point. PA announcer.
3 sacks allowed. Here comes Kendall Lamb.
Left tackle Kendall Lamb.
Pro Football Focus grade 17.3. Welcome back, Kendall Lamb.
Been on his back half the game. All right, Kendall Lamb out there.
Only 4 holding calls so far. Kendall Lamb.
Bud on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe is forgetting Arkansas. Don't disrespect the Hawks in the SEC basketball
pitch. That's actually a good call. My bad. See, this is what I needed Max to do. Is to, to correct me. He's too busy trying to make the show run to, Oh, no, good call. Arkansas.
Arkansas is good. Max is in there watching some Cleavon Brown film. That's what he's doing. He's just really breaking it down. It's good stuff.
Oh, man.
We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll be looking ahead at the Titans and the Niners all show long and welcoming your thoughts as we do that. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Max Herzer with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wall of Voodoo. Like it. Like it.
Rex Road,
we're
going to
have fun. We're
going to
have fun
today.
With some intro music today with Max.
Rex Road is. It's fired up.
I'm texting in some ideas, and I'm trying to think of, so many Beatles songs. It's going to be awesome.
Well, we'll see me leave the show at about 7 o'clock today. Be fun.
See if we can get you to just walk out, just throw your headphones.
Most overrated band in history.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Beatles. I know. Yeah, I know. Look at Max's shocked face. I don't even want to get into this.
In history.
Ever. Yeah. Worst music ever. Texas A&M, you see this thing real quick?
Yeah. That's all they're not playing.
They can't play, so it looks like it's going to be a little Rutgers action.
Oh, God.
Rutgers, Wake Forest, and the Gator Bowl. Get excited. Well, this actually.
Just watch Greg Schiano.
Greg Schiano, baby. He got them to 5-7 this year. Get excited for that, too. And believe
anytime
me.
Anytime we can watch Rutgers football, sign me up.
And believe me, Greg Schiano, it is the place he fits best. It is the best case scenario for Greg Schiano as a head coach right there. 5-7 at Rutgers. Good job.
Yes, it is. Michael and Madison texting in. We need to hope that we can get pressure on Jimmy G from the right side of the line because I don't think a train could get past Trent Williams on the left. This is coming from Michael in Madison. He's very good.
Yep. Well, you know.
Also, if you get down near the goal line and they've got Trent Williams running out to block a member of the secondary, my best piece of advice is just get out of the way because I've seen that train end very poorly one time this year. Wasn't good.
Well, and
like he sent,
and Juszczyk is a monster as a lead blocker too, who also runs it in.
Pro bowler.
Did he get in the Pro Bowl? Yeah.
He did.
We'll talk Pro Bowl later.
Yeah, we will.
Because Pro Bowl is a people are mad. So, well, you mentioned the tweet earlier. We'll get into that too. But you mentioned the tweet earlier. And because, you know, Braden tweets like zero people care about the Pro Bowl. That's not true. Everyone cares about who gets named to it. Now, no one watches a stupid game. And they may as well not even have it.
Not.
They may as well not even have the game anymore. It's just like we argue about MVP. There's no MVP like shuttle runoff between like the top MVP candidates, right? It's about the honor. It's about, oh, he's a Pro Bowler. Wait, oh, you beat a Pro Bowler on that play, right? I mean, but that is, it's a huge designation in the league. Kevin Byard. Very deserving. We'll get into it later. There were some other Titans that I thought would – one or two I thought would get the honor.
So
the Colts had seven.
Yeah, they did. So as we mentioned in the last segment, no Taylor Lewan tonight, no Roger Saffold tonight either. And in one of the many arguments you were having yesterday on Jared and Caroline's show, Jared basically said, that's it. That's the final straw for him on Taylor Lewan. He can't play in this game. Injuries have been a problem. And that he's done with Taylor Lewan, and there's no way the Titans can hold on for him next year at that price. And he said, you bring it down to $6 million instead of $14 million, then maybe you could talk. But that's officially it for Jared on Taylor Lewan. Is this it for you on Taylor Lewan now that he can't play in this game and that injuries continue to pile up?
I'd give so much money to just let Jared be a GM for 1 year. You know what I mean?
Just see what happens.
Yeah. Fire everyone. No, actually, I don't hate the idea of trying to get a pay cut done with Taylor Lewan.
I don't either.
Would it work out? I don't know. It's worth a shot. But I'm increasingly dubious of the idea that Taylor Lewan is gone next year. I think Roger Saffold is much more likely, and yeah, Ben Jones is interesting too. I mean, his deal's up, so like, what kind of deal would he take? I don't know. I don't think Ben Jones is going to be like a big object of pursuit around the league.
I don't think so.
But Lewan, I don't know. If you moved on from Lewan, what the heck are you doing?
That's the thing. Like, I don't disagree with Jared that I look at Taylor Lewan right now and I say, all right, it just kind of feels like his body's breaking down a little bit. I mean, he gets – what's he dealt with this year? He's had the knee injury coming back from, obviously, the torn ACL. He had the setback or whatever happened in Seattle that they were scared of. He's been hurt. With diving into the pile this year with the concussion. Now you've got the back stuff. Like, obviously, the injuries are a problem. I don't think anybody could argue that they're not at this point. So I don't necessarily hate the idea of thinking to yourself, yeah, I just don't know that he's going to be reliable as you move forward here in terms of being on the field. My question is, like, what are you going to do if he's not here? Like, what are you doing at left tackle? Like, think about how bad this offensive line is right now, and it is bad, pass blocking. What's it going to be like if you don't have a left tackle? Like, who's your starting left tackle? You can go draft one? How's that worked out for you as of late?
I mean, and you may. It's hard for me to imagine this draft not including a high pick of an offensive lineman. And but that could also be an interior offensive lineman. I mean, if you're done, if Saffold and Jones are moving on, okay, you have Nate Davis. I still believe, like, Dylan Radunz he's going to have every opportunity. But you also might need a center. So,
you don't have a second-round pick. So, you're going to have to address probably multiple positions on the offensive line, and you don't have a second-round pick.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like you could cut Luan. And let's see. Luan's cap hit next year is 14.7. According to this is over the cap. You know, your dead money on cutting him is 1.8. So you cut him pre-June 1st. It's 1.8, and so it's you know, you could do it and be fine in that way. But then again, so you could draft someone and say, hope this rookie's ready to come right in and be our starting left tackle. That's usually what teams that are like drafting high in the draft do, that are really bad teams. It's like teams like the Detroit Lions do things like that. Sometimes you have to do things like that. Or you can go out on the market and try to, you know, find someone for $5-6 million or, you know, something like that. Would Taylor Lewan, I mean, what's the market for Taylor Lewan if you cut him?
I mean, it's a good question. Somebody will go get him. I just don't know if you're talking about a 2-year deal, 3-year deal. I still think the money will be pretty hefty. Probably not $14 million a year.
You think someone would pay him like $10 million a year or something like that? Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's just the nature of the position, right? Like, if you could find, how often does a starting caliber left tackle get to the free agent market?
Right.
Doesn't happen very often.
Well, and if you're right and that's how he's looking at it, then he's not going to take a pay cut.
Right.
Unless he just
really wants to be here.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is where he's been his entire career. So, and this is a team. I mean, next year they're still going to have a good team. I mean, they're going to have a chance to be very good next year, I think.
And when Russell Wilson's a quarterback, yeah. heard that one yesterday too.
Yeah, but I mean, Jared's got takes. I will say, like, that's
maybe Rodgers could come in and be the number two.
Imagine
what a combo.
Rodgers, Russ, let Russ Rodgers cook. I will say, like,
throwing a ball to Javonte Payton, spending half his time on Saturdays, coming back on Sundays. Don't have any money to pay anybody else.
Maybe get Khalif Raymond back in here. That is the one viable, you know, if you're going to try to follow the Sean McVay Stafford model, I guess that would be the one possible thing. I mean, I don't think it's feasible in any way. I don't think they consider it. Either side would consider it. And the Titans would probably have to give up what? How much draft capital would they have to give up? And then there's the whole thing of I'm worried about Russ.
He's not been very good this year. I know he's been hurt.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much the hand is bothering him. And, you know, look, there are some plays that he made early in the season. Like the first time they played the Niners, like he single-handedly won that game. So I think he's still got it in him. He's 33. It's not like injuries have been some big issue for him. So he's fine, but he's not been very good this year.
Right. But if you're going to load up, you're gonna pay a lot for this to happen, including your future, you know, with high picks.
Yeah.
To me, it's just amazing how we've come to this, though. Or some people have. I mean, I'm on the Tannehill apologist side of things. I mean, Porth's like, he's down, he's done. Yeah. He's done with Tannehill. I think that's a rash way to look at it, but Tannehill's going to get the rest of the season, the postseason, to prove that right or wrong.
We'll continue the discussion on the Titans. Got more of your thoughts to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. How much does not having Lewan and Saffold in this game worry you in this matchup? We'll get to more of that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. ESPN The Game Nashville and Newton Motor Group have teamed up this holiday season with Souls for Souls to help children in Middle Tennessee with Souls for Music City. Souls for Souls works with our schools and community partners to deliver new shoes to kids who need them the most. Newton Motor Group will be making a donation to Souls for Souls for every test drive at any of Newton Motor Group's 4 locations. You can help us achieve our goal by getting shoes to 100 kids in Nashville experiencing homelessness. More information and to donate, visit thegamenashville.com/shoes. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Rex Road just smiling around today.
Dude, it's amazing. You found one of like the 4 Beatles songs I freaking hate.
Good.
I mean, it's fine. You know, when I'm 64. God, I'm getting there too, by the way.
Think Cleavon Brown likes this song?
I don't know.
We'll have to ask.
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, it's on Sgt. Pepper. It's one of the great albums of all time.
Is this the most that Cleavon Brown's ever been discussed on the radio? Maybe ever?
I mean, I'm sure like some Vanderbilt basketball broadcasts when he had big games. And he did have some, by the way.
He did.
So for people who don't know, I was trying to remember this. The argument, I said that they would miss Cleavon Brown more than Maxwell Evans after last year. And Max
was
laughed at me loudly.
It was less that and more that you said it was bad he was leaving, where there was legitimately zero way he could stay.
Well,
he was already
a
fifth-year senior who had completed a grad program.
Well, that's facts, and, you know.
We don't let those get in the way.
Come on. You know,
I just love, like, every
technicality.
Every time
Max
saw Joe for, like, a 7 months, man, he's like, what about that Cleavon Brown? What's going on?
So apparently he's doing well at Florida International.
Apparently
though,
so.
Right?
Doing really well.
He's on the team, I'm sure.
Right, I'm going to look up his stats.
I just did. He's got 10 points game. Over 6 rebounds.
10 and 6.
Yeah.
So that's solid.
9.8 technically, but 10. I round up.
We'll call that 10.
I got a texture that says, question, is Joe Rexrode dating Taylor Lewan? His affinity for an average left tackle is quite something.
Here we go. The Lewan haters. Am I dating the podcaster? Hashtag the podcaster.
Oh, yes, the podcaster. How could we forget?
No. Hey, look, all we're saying, or I'll just isolate myself. I think there's a compelling case to move on from him because it's a huge number, and there are going to be very tough choices next year, including, you know, on defense. You like what you got going on defense. You'd like to keep that going. Just like a year ago, we're like, boy, you like what's going on offense. You like to keep that going. And yet the Titans had to make tough choices like letting Jonnu Smith and Corey Davis go.
Yep.
But if you do that, I'm just asking you, do you think it's just like snap your fingers and pick up whoever and they're as good as Taylor Lewan? I don't think so. Now, I think that the hard part about it is that here we go. You got another game where he's missing, and it's a different injury. It's a back injury to go with the fact that he's coming off an ACL repair, and that doesn't help him. That doesn't help him in staying here. It doesn't help him if the Titans do come to him with the idea to cut the salary to stay. But I think you're probably right that if he is out there, I bet you there's a team out there that pays him because he's been awfully good. And anybody who doesn't, before this year, if you don't think Taylor Lewan's been a really good left tackle in the NFL, I can't help you. Like, you're wrong. You're not right. You're wrong.
You're incorrect.
Yeah. So this has nothing to do with any sort of affinity toward Taylor Lewan. Trust me.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. John Michael texting in, what's the hit if we cut Julio? I feel like we need to cut him and Lewan and go get some offensive linemen. That's the core of this team, running the ball.
Well, that's about 13 mil.
Yeah.
So good luck. You're either paying him 14.3 or you got 13 plus in dead money if you cut him. So
Julio's going to be on this
team. Jones will be on the Titans next year. I don't
like
see.
Just, it doesn't make any sense.
Unless you can somehow trade him
to
somebody for something.
People are saying that. Trade Julio Jones.
Right. Who's your trade partner? What are they?
What are they giving up? A seventh?
Yeah, I mean.
Like, for that, I'd just rather see if he, like, I would much rather if the price is a seventh. And no, I'll just see if he can play next year. See if we can do it.
Well, right. I mean, I suppose if somebody's like, okay, we'll take on that number. Here's a bag of footballs. Some people would still say yes, do it.
Maybe
it'd
be just,
and
like
they might be right, but I'd probably
it'd be their luck. Julio Jones, you trade him for bag of footballs to the the Steelers or something. He ends up 1,200 yards next year.
No, he'll just explode and have a massive year. So I think he's gonna be on the team next year.
I think you're probably right about that. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Is there any trade market for Lewan? Well, the deadline's already passed. And if you keep him next year, my guess is you're not keeping him to trade him.
Right.
So I don't think the trade is an option. You could trade him in the offseason.
Well, yeah. No, I mean he's under contract. So you could potentially look at that possibility too. I mean, let's see. What is his – I mean, his number goes through he's got at least a couple more years on it, right?
Yep.
So he's, let's see, the cap number for Lewan, Again, this is overthecap.com. 14-7 next year, and then in 23 it's 14-8. So is there possibly a team out there that would like to take that on and thinks enough of him that they would give you something? Probably not a ton, but something. Maybe.
The thing is with him, like, yes, the injuries have become a concern at this point. The other part of this is he's 30. Like, for an offensive lineman, 30 is really not that old. Now, the injuries can pile up, and, you know, obviously everybody's career takes a different path in terms of when their body fails them. But it's not like you're talking about a 38-year-old out there.
No, not at all. It's just you get ACL, and then you – I think sometimes, you know, in this game especially – you have something serious, and it's funny how other injuries emerge, which probably has something to do with overcompensating for the injury that you're trying to come back for mentally. I mean, that's just speculation, but I think that definitely happens to some people. And it's like players break down. I think once you get into your 30s, you've been, it can go fast. I mean, we may be seeing that right now with Julio Jones, who's, is he 32 or 33? I mean, he's not ancient by any means.
He's 32.
He's 32.
He's 33 in February.
He does not look like 29-year-old Julio Jones.
He does
not. Or 30-year-old Julio Jones.
He does not. And then there's Andrew Whitworth, who's 40, playing for the Rams at left tackle. He's blocking away out there.
How about that?
Although, didn't look all that great against the Titans. Nobody on the Rams line looked very good against the Titans.
That's true. By the way, that's the last game that Julio and AJ were both on the field, was that win over the Rams, which seems so long ago. I mean, it was 6 weeks ago. It was almost 2 months ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty incredible to think about this Titans offense and what's been out there, what's not been out there over the course of really all season, but the last few months especially. Now, hopefully you can get Julio Jones healthy through this game. Hopefully he's not only healthy, but he's somewhat of a factor in the passing game. Like, hopefully – in the first half tonight, they target him like 3-4 times maybe. I don't know. Just spitballing here. Maybe throwing the ball.
I would think so. May as well. I think the whole offense needs to be receiver screens. That's just me. But, get as much out of him as you can get out of him. It's a big win if you can get through this game with no issue there, which would be a huge surprise after Sunday, honestly.
Yeah, like for them to rule him out, I guess as early as they did in the game Sunday, I thought to myself, well, all right, well, he's just totally set this thing back. And I guess that's not the case. So
is he overreacting sometimes to something?
I don't know. You know.
I mean, again, he certainly was pulling up. If you go watch the replay of the Firkser fumble,
yeah,
pretty damaging play, that Firkser fumble, let me tell you.
Hold on the ball.
You know, you give the Steelers a lifeless team in front of a lifeless crowd. You give them life by giving them the ball. And Julio Jones comes up off that play limping. But, again, he did play more. I couldn't tell where after that he retweaked it. But, yeah, usually it's, like, questionable, and then he's on the sideline with the helmet, and they're like, okay, no, that's okay, Julio. Nah, hold off. Instead, this was just like, nope, you're out. So, to me, it's like, oh, okay, well, then – maybe we'll see in January. But no, he full participant yesterday, and whatever they did, I don't think they did a ton.
No.
But he was full participant. So, we'll see.
It's just going to be so deflating, I know, for Titans fans. Maybe deflating is not the right word. It's just going to be like, all right, here we go again. Like, if he gets out there tonight and just, like, opens it up on the first series, and all of a sudden he's not on the field the second series, and you look around like, oh, boy, is he hurt again? And then Julio Jones leaves the game with a hamstring injury tonight, which, based on recent history, pretty likely that at some point tonight, hamstring, can't play.
Like, is there a FanDuel over-under on this?
I don't know.
I think at this point, I mean, I don't even think it would be, I'm sure for some people, but don't you think most people have gotten to the point of, okay, if he does anything, it's gravy at this point? Like, it already looks like a bad move.
Yeah. I don't know how you could view it as anything different at this point, other than what Teresa said yesterday of really what you brought him in for is the playoffs. And if he helps you win a playoff game, then there you go. You got to be on the field consistently to help you win a playoff game.
Right. And then the last time we saw him for a full game on the field, which was the win over Jacksonville,
He was a non-factor.
Yeah, he just didn't look explosive. He had the one play. He had the one play where they ran him on a post, and he got behind the safety. And, of course, Tannehill got sacked, but, you know, that's just because the Titans pass so much. It has nothing to do with pass protection. Couldn't be the pass blockers or anything. Couldn't be that.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Coming to you live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the Titans and the Niners coming up tonight, Thursday Night Football. Be a big one tonight. Niners favored in this game. We'll get to a special edition of Pigskin Pick'em growing up a little bit later in the show. Michelle Knezovic, by the way, has sent in her picks. She's off for Christmas vacation, so her picks are in, though. So we've got them today. I know people are really concerned about that because she's hitting at an absurd level this year.
Yes.
Absurd.
Yes. She actually was mortal last week. She had to give her picks in later after the show.
Yes. But so, 3-2.
3-2.
Still, I mean, still, I'd be like, yeah,
you'll take 3-2. Yeah. But that's for her.
For her, she was like really mad about it. Yeah. She's like, oh, went 3-2 last week. Well, yeah. Not about that.
Sorry, Michelle.
Yes. We'll have that coming up for you at 9 o'clock. TD coming on with us today instead of tomorrow. So TD going to come on at 8 o'clock, looking ahead to the Titans and the Niners. By the way, we will have a show tomorrow. I will be on the air with Elijah Campbell from 8 to 12. Max Herr is with us tomorrow as well. So Rex Road taking off for the holidays.
But I can call in.
You can call in.
You just let me know.
All right, we'll see what happens.
I mean, if it's between, you know, you don't want kids to argue.
Yes.
If there's a silence mandate because dad, you know, is on the radio, that prevents arguing.
Yeah.
And bickering.
Yeah. Tyler from Berry Hill texting in. Sorry, guys, if I missed this, but even though Saffold is ruled out, is there any chance he can test back into the game with the new protocols? I'm trying to hold on to some hope because the line is about to be terrible. They need to see if Tannehill can wear extra pads for this one. Might have to.
I mean, he got put on the list yesterday. No.
Yeah, he's not coming back in there.
And I'm not sure that he was going to be in anyway, but he was practicing, so it was trending that way. But, you know, he missed the last game with the shoulder. So
he did tweet last night, quote, frustrated isn't even the word. It was coming from Roger Saffold last night.
And that would probably speak to he was gearing up to be back, and then he gets put on the COVID list.
Right.
So, no, he can't test back in. But he should be good to go, and there is extra rest there for Miami, which, of course, you know, the Miami and Houston games, depending on how the next few days go, could be really, really important for the Titans.
Well, I guess, and the other one you're looking at this point, I'd assume, is not going, and I did not see whether or not there was news on this yesterday. Elijah Molden on the COVID list as well.
Yeah, no, there's nothing new, so.
Can he test back in? I don't know. I guess.
I guess today that's possible.
But maybe Chris Jackson?
If my math is correct, I think it's possible today.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Chris Jackson and A.J. Brown both could be activated today. I would definitely expect that with A.J. I'm not sure about Chris Jackson. It would definitely help them to have him. If they don't have him, you know, I think you're looking at Jenkins in. You're looking at he's back. And, again, I think Screen is probably going to be your slot corner. And it's nice to have a veteran like him who has played well, who also can go to different spots in your defense and hasn't been here too long.
Ron texting in on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I tell you what, I sure do miss the Undertaker, Dennis Kelly. It's coming from Ron on the text line.
Yeah. You know, if Dennis Kelly was guarding, if he was blocking T.J. Watt, a few days ago, I bet you people this week would be like, God, got to get somebody better than Dennis Kelly.
Probably.
I don't think that there's a huge difference between Dennis Kelly in his current form and David Quessenberry.
I don't think there is either. I will say I would feel better about moving Dennis Kelly over to left tackle than I do about having Kendall Lamb over there. I would.
That's a fair point. And actually, you know, that brings up a possibility. Now, they haven't wanted to do it. I mean, they've entrenched Quessenberry at right tackle, which, of course, That wasn't the plan last offseason, but he won that job, and they've kept him there. And, again, they had Bobby Hart in, but Questenberry at left tackle was surprisingly good last year once Tyson Brallo got hurt, which, of course, Tyson Brallo was in for Lawan. Like, you could make the case to move Questenberry to the left side and put Lamb on the right side tonight. I mean, Lamb was brought in to compete for the right side.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a thought.
Well,
I get the idea of continuity. It's like, okay, he's been doing this job all year. He's done pretty well. Yes, he got torched by T.J. Watt. Most people will. Most people need help every time they're trying to block T.J. Watt. I don't think they gave him help on enough instances. But
well, this is another example where it'd be nice to have Tyson Brallo out there.
That's true too. is true too.
It would. I mean, look, is Tyson Brallo a great option? No. Is he a better option than Kendall Lamb is? Yep, I think so.
Yes, without question. Tyson Brallo was doing quite well at left tackle. Again, let's get back to this. They were outstanding in pass protection last year. When Telawan was in, they did not take the step down that you would expect. And again, even in obvious passing downs, 3rd and 11, they protected Tannehill last year. And Sombrado was a big part of that. Then he got hurt at Baltimore. But, yeah, that would be big to have him. He'd easily be plugged into the left side today.
Well, but, I mean, let's be honest here, too. You could have a completely healthy offensive line. And when you've got Armstead on the other side, Nick Bosa on the other side, Fred Warner, what he does in the run game, like this front is really good for San Francisco. So I'm not sure you're feeling great about anything, even if it's healthy. But I think people are terrified of this matchup when it's not healthy, because San Francisco is playing better. They're getting healthy at the right time. And, Nick Bosa is an absolute freak out there. I mean, it's very similar to the situation you're in last week with T.J. Watt. Nick Bosa is that type of player.
He is, and he's very much a both sides player.
Yeah.
Like T.J. Watt, you knew that it was going to be – you knew it was going to be Questenberry, and you knew it was going to be help needed.
I could tell you this. If Kendall Lamb's the left tackle tonight, Nick Bosa's going to be lined up a lot over there.
Yeah. Most of his career, he's been a right side guy. But he has definitely done plenty from the other side. But, yeah, look, if you're him, you're looking at film of Questenberry and Lamb, and you're like, okay, let me at him.
We'll just pick the poison. Yeah.
And, again, when you have a team like them that has other good players, then it makes it that much more difficult. That's why the Titans, that's the biggest reason for optimism right now with the Titans, is that, Simmons now has Autry. And Landry now has Dupree, and that makes it really hard. And I think the Titans are going to get stuff done in that way tonight too.
Well, in more ways than one, I'm depressed that Derrick Henry's not playing in this game. Obviously, you'd just love to see Derrick Henry out there anyway. But this is the first time that Josh Norman will be back here since he was baptized by Derrick Henry last year. Gonna be good to see old Josh Norman tonight. Wonder if he's gonna have some flashbacks. Looks over, sees like a Derrick Henry photo on the sideline. Oh God, that's where I was on the field.
I mean, I hope some Titans fans are trolling him tonight.
I completely forgot that Josh Norman played for the Niners until I looked at the depth chart. I was like, oh yeah, look, Josh Norman's out there. Huh? How about that?
the picture of him like totally horizontal, about to smash into a folding table. This needs to be a sign tonight in Nissan Stadium.
Well, that's we've talked about it. If and when, there's a statue of Derrick Henry one day, it's probably it. It's probably him just shoving Josh Norman aside like a child, a rag doll.
Yeah, would Josh Norman agree to be part of the sculpture?
His name, image, and likeness?
Yeah.
Carve a Norman
in
there?
Yeah, if you give him a nice, payday for that.
I'd do it.
Yeah. They may have to reenact it, too, for the artist.
I bring that point up to say, if you can protect your quarterback tonight, I'm not overly concerned about their secondary. They've got some good players, but
that's probably their weakness.
Well, when they made it to the Super Bowl, you had Richard Sherman on one side, and he wasn't Richard Sherman that he was in Seattle. He's still pretty darn good, though. And you worried about, all right, well, you got to throw the ball, and Richard Sherman's back there. It's not quite the same in their back end anymore. They've got some good players back there, don't get me wrong. So you're not just going to, like, throw the ball down the field all over them. But if you could protect the quarterback in this game, which is just – it's a gigantic if. I understand that. A.J. Brown, Julio Jones may be able to do some damage.
Yeah, they're not imposing in the back end. You know, Dante Johnson, Quan Williams in the nickel. Pretty good safeties. But, yeah, it's – I mean, their defensive front, you mentioned Fred Warner. He is a stud. I mean, he's an underrated player in the league, I think. Armstead, you know, Bosa, I don't know how much D Ford has really done for them. I liked the – is D Ford out? He may be hurt.
I think so.
Right now. Yeah. I mean, I liked the move. You know, they've even got some depth guys up front, you know, Hurst and Key. I mean, and obviously, I just think their offense now has figured it out. Garoppolo's numbers lately are ridiculous. Has a lot to do with them running the ball. They don't have Elijah Mitchell tonight, but they find a way to run the ball. They got other guys who can run the ball, including Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
So that's their weakness. I mean, that's what you need to try to exploit them downfield. But can you?
That's the question.
Because those secondary guys get made to be much better than they are by a pass rush, which is what we're seeing with the Titans to a fair amount this year.
Make sure you tune in to the NFL Games of the Week on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. This week we have a triple header on 102.5 The Game. Bills Patriots coming up at noon, the Steelers and the Chiefs at 3, and Cowboys and Washington at 7. You can hear all three games on 102.5 The Game and 97.5 in Murfreesboro. We'll come back. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans. Take a look at the Pro Bowl conversation. Some Titans fans very mad at what's happened with the Pro Bowl. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.